right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
Hey guys, welcome to Tuesday. How are we today?
Good morning.
Are we doing good?
Yeah, really good.
It's brightly in here. It's a good day today because I've brought in some cookies for us.
It's, it's like a cross between MasterChef and Uber Eats.
Hey.
Is it? Have you been watching true. Nailed It? Did you bake them?
Where are they?
No, they're in the fridge. I didn't bake them.
I'm trying to sniff them out.
I did purchase them.
You do love to sniff out a free bargain.
I tell you free what, though, I made homemade pizza yesterday.
How'd that go?
Oh, great. I brought in a whole pizza.
We're opening up Maddie's pizzeria later in the show,
I'm
looking forward
to. Very excited. Good morning, Hamish. How are you today?
I'm very well, as it would happen. I had my own pizza last night and made my own pizza. So.
Really? What flavour?
Oh, it wasn't a particular flavour. It had just the staples, a bit of salami and onions and mushrooms.
Very good.
It was heavy on the mozzarella, the cheese, and some basil.
Oh, beautiful. Nice. Did you hand make your pasta, did you say?
The base. Yeah, the base.
Oh, the base.
Although I did buy a pasta maker, so that's the next one as well, too.
Okay,
so maybe we could do some trattoria. I could do the pasta and you could do the pizza.
Oh, excellent. It's our own Italian restaurant, right?
I know.
Hey, Mish, I'll watch and then I'll eat it, huh?
God. We're going to offend at least a few people here.
100%.
Why not?
Oh, well, look, I'm half Maltese.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. My grandma basically talks like that.
Jackson, how are you today?
I'm real quick.
Very well, feeling sprightly. I had a beetroot salad, if anyone's interested, for dinner last night.
Oh, yum. I love beetroot. I do.
I
love beetroot juice.
Been a little piggy lately.
When it's
a
burger. Have you had beetroot dip?
Borscht.
Amazing.
Beetroot soup.
Borscht in there. Yeah. That's a good recipe too.
Very nice.
Well, you've all made my beetroot salad sound really lame now. Thanks,
sounded
guys.
Yummy. Hey, I liked it.
Did you have feta in it?
I did, actually. I love feta.
That's a great combo.
Walnuts as well.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. The staples. Hamish, coming up next, we're catching up with you for the latest. Big night, of course, coronavirus. We're doing that after Tones and I, Dance Monkey at 105.3 New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
That's right. This is where each day we find out what's happening re-corona, re-COVID-19, all of that. What's happened overnight, Hamish?
Well, a few things have happened overnight. Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, you may remember he contracted coronavirus about 2 weeks ago, and he was actually hospitalised yesterday as a precaution because there was no change in his condition. Well, he's actually now in intensive care. He's been since running the country via Skype, and apparently it hasn't had that much effect, but now he's certainly in hospital, not intubated as yet. But look, we'll keep an eye on that.
That's
very
scary.
Concerning. Yeah, yeah.
Because he's you know, like he's a bit older, isn't he?
50s, I think.
Yeah. Well, do you know what?
But certainly. Yeah. No. Look, it affects everybody, and it is the deaths are overrepresented in the 70s and 80s group, but he's still at risk. Yeah.
Concerning in the UK, obviously, you know, not very comforting to the wider public that the Prime Minister is in intensive care, but good to see that the Queen obviously came out yesterday. I think it provides that stability for them.
Yeah, a lot of people just like waiting out this storm. You know, they're just chilling at home.
I hope he's okay. Hey, does his partner have coronavirus?
Yeah, I believe she does.
And she's pregnant. That's not good.
Well, okay. Now that's called. I think it's called vertical infection, and it doesn't. That's where the mother passes on something to a baby. It doesn't happen in COVID-19.
Oh,
does not
great.
Happen in coronavirus.
That's really fantastic.
So yeah.
There's no, because that was a big thing with the Zika virus, wasn't
it?
He's still running the country though from the hospital.
No, isn't not at the moment. He was, but at the moment, no. His deputy Dominic Raab has taken over the foreign secretary, I should say, has taken over all those sorts of duties.
Yeah.
So he's taking the advice and taking a break. Still overseas, France has seen their highest 24-hour coronavirus death toll since it began, and they instituted a lot of very tough travel restrictions. So that's that is concerning. But also, too, the figures may be a bit skewed. France has only just started counting nursing home deaths Previously, they only started reported on deaths in hospitals.
That's weird, isn't it?
It is a bit strange. It is a bit strange.
Backwards.
Yeah, because everybody, you know, counts. But yeah. I guess, I don't know.
Well, it's like China, though. They didn't give us a full toll. I think there's a few countries that aren't tallying it all correctly. Mm.
Well, there's rumours going around that there were urns being delivered up to 5,000 per funeral home in Wuhan.
Mm.
Which I was believe well it, yeah. under Whoa. The total tally that
and
China
And they're
has
also saying that there might be, like, a lot of people who don't have, like, asymptomatic,
yeah, yeah,
who they're not counting.
Originally, they weren't counting asymptomatic patients, but they are now. On good news overseas, Italy's recorded another big drop in the death toll. It looks like their virus may have peaked, but we'll stay on that one. Back home, you should get a better idea of when the tough restrictions in place to stop the spread of coronavirus will end. The state and federal leaders will discuss their projections today. They'll also talk about rent relief as well, too, commercial rent relief, because a lot of businesses are forced to shut down, of course.
Yeah.
They're just making sure that they're not slugged extra rent when the coronavirus ends, and also, too, that they're not kicked out of their places of business. Locally, three people testing positive to coronavirus in the Hunter New England region since Sunday night. That brings the total 248. But there is a bit of a problem in Lake Macquarie. It is a bit of a hot spot. There's three cases that are without a known source of infection, so they're holding a testing blitz around Valentine, Belmont, Mount Hutton, Windale, and Crowdis Bay as well.
I read that last night and I was like, oh, I sent it to the guys in the group because I was like, oh no.
Do you know what, though? That might actually give us a better indication of the actual figures because we could discover, you know.
Heaps of people are asymptomatic.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Well, actually, you probably won't get them because they're not walking in.
Well, they're asking us, of course, to call ahead, but there are clinics around the Hunter specifically for COVID-19 testing.
Mm.
So, yeah, do call ahead if you have any of the symptoms.
Yeah.
And get yourself tested.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's in Broadmeadow, yeah? Broadmeadow Medical Center.
Yeah, one of them. Yep. There's one at the John Hunter as well. Yeah, there's a few around the place.
Yeah, nice one. Okay, thank you for that, Hamish.
No worries.
Appreciate that. Up next, we are playing What's in Jade's Box. We have a new FM pandemic pack. Lots of goodies in there for you.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is identify what's inside her box on 131009.
All right, I'm going to give it a shake. It's really moving around in there.
It is indeed. Look at that. Creepo,
all right,
clue
first
place.
Clue. Most are about the size of a tennis ball.
Okay, excellent. Doing that next. 131009. Call now.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo when you wake up. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Creepo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Oh, what's the goss? Wrong one.
Right, that was a surprise. Right? We're actually doing What's in Jade's Box.
Live intro.
Jackson must have been like, what the hell is going on?
I was like, I'm not prepared for this.
Sorry, Jackson.
Not happening.
Hang on, here we go. There we go.
That's better.
UFM. Novos. What's in Jade's Box?
It's because they both start with W's, so I'm like, you know.
Just type
it
automatically.
Happens.
Yeah, here we go. Let's move
naughty.
On.
Naughty. I'll call you Naughty this morning. On 131009, if you want to play What's in Jade's Box, and you can win a really cool pandemic pack to get you through these hard times. And what was the first clue?
Most of them are about the size of a tennis ball.
Ooh, okay.
But this one is a bit smaller.
All right, I'll give it my box a shake. What could it be? 131009.
All right, let's go to Teresa. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, how are you today, Teresa?
Yeah, not too bad.
How's your life looking at the moment? Are you enjoying it still? You're not too restricted?
No, still going to work, but, yeah, still getting isolated and that kind of stuff, not going anywhere.
Oh. Hey, Teresa, quick question. Whenever you do anything nice for someone, do either of your friends or family ever say, oh, you're such a mother, Teresa? Did you get that your entire life growing up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Does it annoy you?
Are you religious, Teresa?
Hell no.
Well, there you go. Jade, as
if... Interesting. People do, though. Mother Teresa's one of the most famous, iconic people on the planet.
I've never heard of that in my entire
life. Neither have I.
I have, yeah. People, if you do a good thing, I was like, oh, you're such a Mother Teresa.
Oh,
never heard
it's
that.
Fitting because it's Teresa. Anyway.
Don't shove religion down people's throats.
That's not religion. She's a good person.
Teresa's like, can I just have a go at winning this prize, please?
A ping pong ball?
It's not.
No.
Sorry, Teresa. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what are you up to today?
Nothing, just heading off to work.
Oh, nice. You sound bright and sparky.
Doing my best. Had my chocolate milk this morning.
Oh, what brand do you go? I always like the Dare, the double espresso.
Yeah, I stay away from the coffees and all that, so I just go the Big M, the normal one.
Beautiful. Mm. You can't beat a chocolate oak, though. Do you ever get any Bible references about your name, Michael?
No.
I have in the past, but not in a long while.
Yeah, not in a long
while. Apparently, Mark means an archangel, which, you know, I'm obviously not one of them.
What was Matthew? Crevo and I have biblical names, too.
Yeah, I don't know any of that stuff.
Yeah, neither do I.
I used to when
gift
I was
Gift of
at
the
school.
Lord is Matthew.
There you go.
Oh, you're such a gift, Maddie. I'm going to start saying that. Amazing.
I've got nothing about you, Mark.
So. Yeah, that's it. Well, let's leave that. All right, I'll give you one more clue. You've got to peel back a layer.
Oh, you got to peel back a layer.
And it's as big as a tennis ball, or they can be.
Yeah, usually
as big
about
as, a
as big
ball.
As a tennis ball.
Okay, I'm going to go on orange.
No, sorry, man. Unfortunately not. Thanks for playing.
What was it, Crevo?
An onion.
Oh, damn it. I knew it. I thought the layer clue would have given that
away. So did I. Anyway, I tried to make it really easy for Michael, but what can you do?
Hey, coming up next after the news, guys, we received a message from a listener yesterday. I'm going to read it out to you. I won't reveal her name because she did want to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
She says, I was just wondering if you guys could put something out there that really needs to be addressed. I would like to remain anonymous as I don't want to jeopardize my husband's job. People are getting fired and fined for breaking the social distancing rules due to this coronavirus and everything is being closed down. But my husband is told to drive a public bus around with no passenger limits and no social distancing regulations. I love listening to you guys on the way home from my night shifts and would really appreciate your help. She's lost for words, she says.
It's very interesting.
Very stressful, I
it's
can imagine.
Something that I hadn't thought about up until we received that message yesterday. And I thought, do you know what? On a bus, right, there really isn't any regulations in place.
No, but I guess they're probably thinking, though, if people have to stay at home, you know, then there wouldn't be as much congestion on public transport.
But people still need to go to work. Like us, for example, and, you know, just the people that we just spoke to then on the way to work, a lot of people still on the roads and a lot of people still using public transport. Mm. So do we need to address, you know, this situation? Because I feel like bus drivers out there are exposed. I mean, with the trains, they're locked in their little cabins.
Yeah.
The people that work on the trains,
they're
generally more spread out.
Mm-hmm.
On a bus, there's no protection for them. And, you know, there's clusters of people small spaces. Yeah.
I haven't taken a bus in a long time. Do they have one of those, like, Perspex screens up for bus drivers?
Not always.
Like some cabbies have?
Not always.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you.
Not always.
If you are a bus driver, 13 10 09.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you if you are a bus driver and you're experiencing some fear and some doubt about what's happening at the moment. But what we do want to know, should public transport be stopped during this whole COVID-19 situation?
Maybe especially buses, because like you said, trains you can move about.
Yeah.
But buses, you're stuck in there in a metal box.
Exactly right. Give us a call. We're taking them next. 6:30. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 6:54.
It's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
There are more captive tigers in the U.S. than there are in the wild throughout the world.
Animal people are nuts, man. They're all crazy.
That's right, and it is time to talk Tiger King, because Jade made the bold claim yesterday that if a movie was made, she would be able to play Carol Baskin because you've got the accent absolutely nailed.
Now, for those of us who haven't seen Tiger King, tell us, who is Carol Baskin?
So she's basically this lady who has this, she calls it a big cat rescue.
Yeah, sure.
But a lot of people are saying she actually used the tigers to eat her husband.
Because he disappeared.
He disappeared out of nowhere.
It's a cold case. So, yeah. And that's a big theory that, you know.
So you're imitating, like, a murderess right now.
Well, we're not sure.
Alleged murderer.
An alleged murderer. to, the case has now been reopened since this documentary came out.
Yeah, she's a weird character, but she's fascinating to watch.
How are they going to find that? Are they going to sieve through the crap?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm not an expert.
Unless her husband, Don, escaped to Costa Rica because he was obsessed with
Costa Rica.
Now, I'm fascinated in the psyche behind you watching this, Jade, and being like, oh, I can sound like her.
Well, they're both blondes.
She's iconic because she, Big Cat Rescue, like, she has a catchphrase that she uses to update on her YouTube channel to all the followers of
Big
Cat
Rescue. She's a massive social media star as well,
cool.
Right?
So she has this saying, she says, "Hey, all you cool cats and kittens." So I've been just mimicking it as I've been watching the show because I'm full in invested into Tiger King. So I thought, you know what? If they do make a movie, I've got a shot. They might need to use some, is it prosthetics and stuff to make me look old?
Well, maybe, hey, they might do Tiger King like the early days and then you could be the young Carol Baskin.
She actually met her millionaire husband who's now sort of maybe passed away on the street.
Walking the streets.
At night.
Or you could just film it at 4 a.m. on a Sunday morning when Jade wakes up.
Yeah, true.
Same vibe, I'm telling you.
Cool.
All right, we've got a couple of famous phrases from the series, and we're going to get Jade's version, and then we'll play the real one, see how similar it is.
Play a 50-something-year-old woman.
Yeah, let's see. You go first, Jade.
Okay, me first?
Yeah.
All right, so... He changed the name of his act to Big Cat Rescue Entertainment.
He changed the name of his act to Big Cat Rescue Entertainment.
Ooh, not too bad.
Sounded nothing like her.
You've got to get a little more.
Play that first again.
He changed the name of his act to Big Cat Rescue Entertainment.
He changed the name of his act to Big Cat Rescue Entertainment.
Getting closer. You need a few practice runs.
Six out of ten, that one.
All right. Next one. Play it first.
Okay, which one?
Either.
Okay, here we go.
Our mission is to put ourselves out of business because there shouldn't have to be a place rescuing lions and tigers from people that get them as pets.
Okay. Here we go. Our mission is to put ourselves out of business because there shouldn't have to be a place rescuing lions and tigers from people who keep them as pets.
Not
as good.
Damn.
Last one was better.
It's like at least 50 Winnie Reds.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'll have to do a couple of Larry Lungbusters first.
Okay, third time's a charm, they say.
Easy claim to fame. Here it is.
Okay. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
No.
Yeah, come on.
Better, but
hey, all
not
you
that.
Cool cats and kittens. It's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
That was better.
That was better.
That's the one I've been on repeat.
Sorry, Jay.
Frothing. Absolutely frothing.
Oh, I love it. I want a shirt that says, hey, all you cool cats
you
and kittens.
You even wrote out the script.
I did.
You need to do some more work on
that one. Yeah, it's a work in progress.
I think I've got something. There's a glimmer.
Maybe. You know, like when you go fool's gold panning in year five?
It's a bit like that.
The fool's gold is the glimmer of the voice,
you know,
that's
what?
In there.
That's something. I'm going to take it.
Take it and run.
Yes.
Grab it and run.
But, guys, do you have a famous name? Yesterday on the show, we had Katie join us, and turns out her surname was Disney, and I just started frothing on the phone because I was like, oh, my God, are you related to Walt Disney? Turns out there's a full story behind it, and we want to know if you have a famous name. Give us a call on 13 10 09 because we want to have a chat about it. You know, like the questions, have you used the name to get you anything?
A lot of times I reckon it'd be annoying because people are like, are you related to this person?
The more famous, the better.
Yeah.
Even if you are that famous person, we've got some beautiful bottles of Hunter Valley wine for the most famous name to get through this morning.
Love it.
All right, doing it next here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo for your Tuesday morning. It's 11 minutes past 7. Jade, we're talking famous names this morning.
We are on 13 10 09. If you have a famous name, please call the show. You don't have to have any ties to the famous person. Awesome if you do. But this is all because yesterday we took a phone call from a lady with the surname Disney, and this put us on our quest.
That's right. And we are going to hear that full story in a little bit.
Okay. First of all, I can't believe we didn't even think of this person. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning, Dizzy.
Hello. Hello. Oh, hello, my dear. Now, Jenny, can you please tell everyone what your famous name is? Because I think this takes the cake.
It is Jenny Craig.
Amazing. Wow. Love your work now.
I married him. I married into the name. And funny enough, I'm probably going to leave the name too. Let's not go there right now.
Okay, let's not. But at what point did you realise, this is going to be my name?
I didn't. My brother, he was such a cheeky monkey at the time. I just said to him, you know, we're getting married. And he goes, what's the name? Because the surname's Craig. And he lost it. He lost it for like 5 minutes. And I said, hey, that's not funny. You haven't even met him yet. Like, you know, he goes, Jenny Craig. No, it's Jennifer. And then I click and think, oh, yeah, okay, got it. All right. Not liking this at all.
Jenny, do you have people ask you if you are the heir to, obviously, the nutrition company, Jenny
all
Craig?
All the time. It's only they knew me personally because they love my food. I love my curves, so I'm nothing like her.
Okay, I was going to say, do you go with it? Just say, yeah.
No, it's a good icebreaker, though. Like, sometimes I'm in customer service, I'm on the phone, and what's your name? Like, you know, give me your name, and I'll speak to the manager. And I said, oh, yeah, it's Jenny Craig. No, what's your real name?
Jenny.
And that's it.
Tell me, how often, like, are you getting somebody, you know,
asking about
your name? Like, is it happening every single day when you sign your name?
Not really, because I do J. Craig.
Oh, of course, right. Your signature, right.
Yeah, okay. I do J. Craig, but sometimes if I really want to get somewhere, or if I want to make sure they know who I am, I'll say, yeah, my name's Jenny Craig, and they go, oh, yeah, I'm the same as Jenny Craig. Yeah, that's it. Like, you let them check out your name so that they'll remember you and they've got to call you back, which is really good, actually. Not bad.
Do you know what, Jenny Craig? We're going to send you a bottle of Hunter Valley wine just because I want to see if the receptionists say anything when they post it out. Jenny Craig on the label. Thank you, Jenny.
Love your work. Cheers for that. Now, the lady who kicked all of this off, we are speaking to Katie Disney.
Oh, hello,
good morning.
Katie.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, I was so excited when I had the chat to you yesterday on the phone. Oh, my God, because I love Disney.
I get that a lot. People say, what's your name? And you say Katie Disney. They're like, oh, my God, really? That's the coolest thing ever. It doesn't really get you anywhere, though.
So are you related? What's the deal? Have you done any investigations?
Well, Disney is my married name, so it's my husband's family. My father-in-law, who unfortunately is no longer with us, a few years ago, he did family tree, and he spent months just building up the family tree and going back generations and going back, and he managed to get the family tree back to, I wish I could remember the state, but he managed to track the family back to America, and in doing so he actually found another branch of Disney in America, but he sadly passed away before he was able to find the connection between his family and the family.
Wow.
That's amazing. I mean, out there is somewhere is the proof, isn't it, that you're a direct descendant
of Walt Disney. My brother-in-law is thinking of if he's going to pick up where my father-in-law left off and try and find that connection. But the funny thing is there's actually another branch of Disney that lives in Newcastle, and we are no relation to them whatsoever.
Wow. Uh-uh. So we could have Disney heirs right here in Newcastle. I think you need to get one of those ancestry DNA kits there, Katie. You know,
I think
just
you should.
Do the old little swab in the mouth and really
find out how rich you are.
I know, I've told my husband this because our entire retirement plan hinges on the fact of whether we're related or not.
Brilliant.
Imagine going and visiting Walt Disney, you know, paying your respects because he's frozen. Dead. No, he's frozen.
But he's still dead.
Yeah, but they could you could see him in glass.
I know, and it was funny because a few years ago, before we got married and that, his family actually went on a trip over to Disneyland, and my mother-in-law stood at the gate with the passports and tried to get free entry, and they wouldn't let her because she couldn't prove it. And that's when my father-in-law decided to take the family to
So you tried to get into Disneyland for free.
Amazing.
That is so good.
Oh, thank you, Katie. Thanks, we appreciate that. Cool. What a story. We'll chuck you a bottle of Hunter Valley wine as well.
You're very deserving.
Oh, yeah. I hope they find that they are related to Walt. That would be amazing.
Hey, do you guys love the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I like it when they get really close to winning and then lose the lot.
Really? I don't mind it, but I can't stand Eddie Maguire.
Really?
It drives me nuts. There's something about him.
Fair enough, fair enough. We're talking about the UK version. Guys, this has to be one of the all-time great stories. So a quiz gang has infiltrated the UK version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and ripped them off for $10 million Australian dollars.
Get out of town.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
There's a whole thing to tell you guys about next. Whoa. It's amazing. It's actually like, it's a modern day heist. It's quite incredible.
This is so cool.
Telling you the story next. 7:18. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
3, 2, 1.
Massive thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe hooking us up with the free coffees. And once everything's back to normal, they're the go-to for coffee. Yeah.
I'm loving the smell of the beans.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au. You like sniffing beans?
Yeah, coffee beans are amazing.
You bloody love it, don't you?
I do. It takes me back to when I used to work selling fragrance because you'd offer people the coffee beans to smell in between different perfumes.
Really?
Yeah, because it resets your smell senses.
How many coffee beans did you take home?
Oh, zero, because they're not nice to eat.
Besides, I've got everyone sniffing them. Would you want to drink them?
Well, that's true.
No.
Especially at the moment.
That's even truer.
Just asking for trouble.
Would you
flick him away once you're... Like,
when you were done with them? Just flick him off? I guess so.
Something satisfying just flicking off. Like I flicked a mozzie off me the other day.
Gone.
Yeah, gone.
Oh, something feels good, hey?
Yeah.
I'm excited for this next segment, Crevo. Of course, we did the courthouse Google review segment last week, which was a treat. Today we're doing our local supermarkets.
That's right. So I've picked the local supermarket of each of us. And I'm not going to lie, like they're reviewed pretty well, actually. But I pick all the negative ones because they're the funniest.
See, this is dangerous because I don't want to piss them off.
No, look, there's nothing against them. And they're all above 4 stars, right? Okay, so they're doing well overall.
Oh, that's good.
I just sort by negative because they're the funniest ones. And sometimes the reasons are very, very petty and hilarious.
Yeah, the thing is that the people put it out there. It's that anyone can read it.
It's out there for the public to read.
They're not our opinions.
No, not at all. We're going to get into that next. Supermarket reviews here with the Novos.
Excellent. Doing it after Jonas Brothers. What a man got to do at New FM. Good morning. What a man got to do, live with Jay, Maddie and Crevo. This is 105.3 New FM at 7:42. It's time for our reviews.
Today I'm going to be reviewing this.
So if you're like up here and Kimchi's here, then am I here?
I've just been to KFC. This is another food review.
I headed to one of the worst reviewed arcades in my city. This place literally has a 1-star rating.
That's right. This is where we look at different businesses and just stuff. Because now on Google, everything is reviewed.
Yes.
Like that traffic light down the road you just saw that was on the blink.
Reviewed.
Reviewed.
And you can't help but either doing it because I'm a big Google reviewer because it notifies you. And
you've just been to this shop.
Yeah.
Review it.
Or if I'm at a cafe and I'm just sitting there and then it pops up and I'm like, you know what? This place is all right.
Does it make you feel important?
I like getting the stars because you can build up your star rating, like your tourist sort of
guide.
What's your star rating?
Oh, I'd have to look it up. To be honest, it'll be too complicated for me to do it live. But, yeah, I'm up there. I think I'm, like, at least 4 or 5 ratings or something like that because I put pictures up with mine.
See, Google reviews to me is just another source of entertainment. I couldn't give a toss about writing Google reviews. I have, I think, two in my entire life.
Yeah, and they were bitter ones because of food reviews because you weren't happy.
I spent a lot of money on food, though.
That's true. So today, of course, a lot of businesses closed at the moment. One of the remaining businesses open is supermarkets. So I thought I'd go through and find some of the more entertaining reviews of the three that we go to, like each of our locals.
Excellent. Right?
So I'll start with mine, which is Woolworths Mayfield is probably my most
standard,
the one I go to the most. Now, they're all of their supermarkets rated over 4, so they're doing pretty well.
Yep.
I go to the business, no problem. But of course, you get some negative Nancys, right? So let's kick off with a couple of those. William Radcliffe, 2 months ago, has said, no, I did not hate it, rating it 1 star. Just do not want my wife to know I was there. How does my phone know this and how can I enable it?
What? What an idiot. Why would you put that out
and
there?
And you just put his name over the radio.
He put it on the internet over 2 months ago.
And he should
have called
the show at 7:10 because he could have been related to Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter.
We don't need no Harry Potter.
Yeah, we do. Love it.
All right, next one from someone called Robert Bagnall.
that's a legitimate last name.
3 months ago, 1 star. Very convenient. I just don't like the area. What a snob. Get out of here.
Jeez.
People can be quite negative.
That's rude.
Yeah,
sorry.
For no good reason as well. They even like the store. All right, Jade, now your turn. Coles Waratah, that's your local. Of course, I sorted by negative once again. Someone called Leslie B.B. Robson.
Ooh.
Not sure if it's a real name or not.
No. You've got to be concerned with names like that.
Absolutely.
It's like the serial killer, you know? They always have
Why do you always go back to serial killer as your default insult to people's names?
No, because like when they've got, they're really, really long or they've got like weird initials and
you
stuff.
You have like 3 last names. I would be concerned about that too.
No, I don't. You're fooling people. I have my maiden name. My married name, not like, you know, say Jade, Campbell, Arena, Stefano. That is an example
that.
Of a serial killer name.
Anyway, Leslie B.B. Robson, 1 star. Essentially, I'm happy with Coles Waratah. The fruits and veg are fresh, and there's an option to have the items delivered. You can't get better than that.
Oh,
so they love the place, but they've given it 1 star.
Oh, she doesn't know how to use a computer.
That's
clearly.
What I think.
Oh, bless her.
You know what, though? I do enjoy Coles Waratah. I think it's a pleasant place to shop.
Yeah, well, it's actually quite easily laid out. It's very easy to get familiar with it really quickly.
Good bakery section.
Very true. Another person, and I think this might be Maddie's secret identity here, somebody called Colin Whips has said 1 star, simply... No good! All right, now, Maddie, your local is Woolworths Market Town.
Yeah, I love Woolies Market Town.
It's another really good one, too. Yeah.
Of course.
Jade cheats on Waratah Coles sometimes.
And I cheat on Market Town with Woolies at Katara. I get around.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Woolies Katara, not that good. It needs a revamp.
You reckon?
They're modifying it at the moment.
Oh, good. Well, there you go.
It's
just in time for Maddie's approval. Now, someone called Max T... Just the letter T, which I again doubt is a real name, has said.
Australian rapper. On the way.
Too expensive. Pre-packed lots. Very glum customers. My checkout guy was tired. 1 star.
What do people want?
Funny.
No, who cares?
Glum customers.
Glum customers. Who cares if everyone's smiling or not? And then finally, to wrap things up, Alan Rusden, also I'm guessing a fake name, although this person has done over 300 reviews.
Oh, there's someone that you want to speak to. Let's try and track him down.
300, he's a pro.
Get
he's
ready
got more
for
than
this.
Me.
They've
so
said,
many questions.
So-so. Too much effort to chat to the customers. One star.
So that's fair.
Alan's basically saying that the staff are too friendly and it's annoying him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I took it the other way.
Alan, take a chill pill, brother.
I like it when they're friendly.
You can't please everyone, I think, is what we're learning here. One guy's saying that they're too glum. The other guy's saying that they're too friendly.
Can't win in life, can you?
All of them give one star.
Oh, I love that. Good job, Crevo. Coming up next, speaking of pleasing people, Jade.
Yes.
You worked on the weekend.
I did, and I went rogue for 5 minutes of my life.
I feel like the isolation is getting to you because something went to air that I feel like we need to share with our listeners that didn't hear it. Because I'm very confused.
Are you really? Are you confused, Newcastle? Is that what you're saying?
I'm gonna play the audio for you next. But Jade did one of the weirdest radio talk breaks I think I've ever heard in my entire life, and I've heard some whack radio.
I can't wait for this.
Doing it next, the new FM 749.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
George Ezra, Shotgun, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Right now, it's time to take a trip, guys, into the weird and wonderful mind of Jade.
Believe it or not, Jade isn't at home. She leaves a message. At the beach.
I love that voicemail. So, Jade, you did work on the weekend, and you played me something yesterday. You were almost cocking around this place like you were so proud of the job that you did on this talk break that I'm about to play that went to air on Saturday afternoon.
I am very proud of it. I thought it was creative. It was different.
Normally on the weekend, this is the sort of vibe you go for. Like we just had George Ezra then. George Ezra coming up. Here's a bit of him saying something in a quick interview. New FM.
More of Newcastle's best music
It's so different to what we do
speedy,
here.
Speedy, get in and out.
Yeah.
Be tight. Have a little music playing underneath.
You think creative, I think terrible.
I thought this was one of the best bits of audio you're ever going to hear. Best pieces of radio.
I was running this station, you would never get a weekend show. Again, if this went to air on my radio station.
You know what? You say that, but then you know what? Some PDs would say the opposite.
Jackson,
love it.
You're the master here amongst us with this style of radio.
That style of radio.
Have you heard this yet?
No, I'm excited though.
Okay, I want you to give Jade a live air check on this break.
Okay.
Wrong if I do.
Keep an open mind, okay? That's all I'm saying.
I'm very open-minded.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this absolute journey of a piece of audio.
Here we go.
We're playing Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM, and I know you could be getting a little bit stir-crazy right now, going a little batty, thinking, where are the bats? I'm not outside, I'm inside, and I'm turning into one. You're not. But if you are missing the outdoors, here's some whales. Listening to whales apparently is meant to calm you down. But if you don't want to be calm and you want to dance around in your living room, well, you want to stick around because we've got the latest news next with Reese, and then we're into another weekend foreplay. It's four in a row from the 90s with Sarge. She's got Sister Hazel on the way, and also KWS. Please don't go.
Now, I really have no words. Jackson, do you have any?
Have you guys seen those videos on YouTube of forklifts hitting big, like, pile, like, all the storage things, and they fall and it smashes everywhere? Don't ever do that again.
Wrecking ball?
It's always at, like, a bottled water facility, and, like, the forklift runs into the wall and just, hundreds of thousands of bottled water crash onto the ground.
You know what, guys? There's a level of humour involved in that break.
No.
Yes!
Yeah,
but you know what?
You can't defend it.
Yes, I can defend it. It's my work you're criticizing. I thought it was brilliant. you know, people are going crazy indoors at the moment. There's a little bit of a, we're crazy.
We're looking at a case study
and
right
like,
now.
You know, you're missing being outside. Hear some whales because they're calming. And if you don't, hear some tunes to get pumped up later.
The only person I feel that would
get
that is somebody that's on some sort of trip. That's visionary.
Bro. 13 10 09 if you liked that break.
It's not a thing.
No, it is. If honestly, please help defend me. Oh. Or if you're on Maddie or Crevo's side, you think it's garbage. But I thought it took you on a real journey.
Imagine, right? People tend to flick the radio around on the weekend, and we're all about, you know, trying to grab the listeners.
Capture them
over. Come to us.
Surely that captured people.
They would turn on the station if they heard it for 30 seconds and think, wow, they really are
cool. Did either of you visualize bats or whales? I know I did.
No.
And I visualized the party in my living room.
Bat crazy, yes.
Robbie's on the phone. Robbie.
Good morning.
Hello, what do you think?
Oh, look, Jade, that was gold.
Brilliant, see? Humour. People get gold. It.
And the journey, you know the journey it took me on?
What?
The Yellow Submarine.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Robbie, but I don't agree. Thank you.
We've got more calls coming
through.
We've
got a caller, Anonymous. Hello.
Hey, it's Jackson. I thought I'd just call through because you might listen to a caller. absolutely terrible still.
2 out of 2. 2 out of 2. Oh, there's one more. Keep the calls
UFM,
coming.
Who's this?
It's Helen.
Helen.
Hey, Helen.
How awful.
Funny
is that?
Or cooked?
No, it's disgusting. I feel like I'm just listening to my kids.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. She's a 33-year-old woman, and she's pumping out the whale sound effects on the radio. Thank you, Helen.
Thanks for that.
Creative.
Extremely distressed whale sounding as well. So I don't know what you're doing to that whale, Jade, but please stop.
The voice of reason from the newsroom.
Playing UFM. Poor old Reese from the newsroom got dragged into that break.
I know.
Imagine he's sitting in his booth in there hearing that. You I'd love to hear what he
and
has
such.
Wow.
They almost fell off their seats.
Well, you know what? I thought I was being entertaining.
We're not cutting you down, but we are.
We bloody love talking about it this morning.
That's okay. I still stand by it.
Good.
Believe in my craft.
I don't know if the boss will agree.
That's between him and you, though. So,
hey, you gotta try these things.
Some whack things happen on the weekend, let me tell you.
We got to laugh out of those.
Is that? Hey, with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Right across Newcastle. This is what we have here today. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
UFM.
Do you know what? Regardless of your politics, you've got a feel for ScoMo at the moment. There's a lot of pictures going around at the moment of tired ScoMo.
Yeah.
The poor guy, I'm just showing it to you guys now. Look how tired he looks. That's 3 hours of sleep a night, I reckon.
Geez. I reckon 3 hours in the past week. I mean, he'd be up on calls. His phone would not stop ringing.
I reckon he's aged 5 years in the last 6 months.
He's not the sort of guy that I look at and going, oh, he's into the free workout. But you know what? He's probably nope. into that. And the no-dos.
Do you reckon?
The caffeine.
ScoMo is not on the no-doses.
Yeah.
Real talk, though, there's a human element to all of this. I mean, we're all quick as the public to judge our politicians, but you know what? You just wouldn't. Nobody would want this job.
This is the time where they are working for their money, and you go, you know what? They are earning their wages at the moment. It's like certain times, like sometimes it's even a year, when they go, that's crazy.
Well, he's carrying the weight of our whole country on his shoulders in a lot of ways.
People are angry, people are cross, people are like
saying,
worried.
Why this? Why not?
Exactly.
Why aren't we doing this?
Questioning everything.
It's like, dude, that's why I just leave it up to the pros.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, you know what, like I said, politics doesn't matter in times like this.
No, you got to let it all go.
The guy with the baseball cap on, rooting for the Cronulla Sharks, you've got to feel for that guy.
It'd be pretty messed up the country if your government's not all coming together for the one cause.
Exactly. Hey, coming up next, Jay, this is something you were chatting about yesterday you're quite passionate about.
Yeah, so on 13 10 09, if you want to join the show and give us your thoughts on this, it's been rumoured that there was a little discussion that kids... all students, in fact, should have to repeat this year due to you know, the whole schooling year is basically very muddled, some would say out the window, even though they are being homeschooled at home. Tough job for a lot of parents. Some are still working and then having to come home and try and homeschool and make sure they're doing their homework. And I've actually seen a lot of people commenting online saying they don't remember a lot of this stuff that they're having to teach their kids. So a lot of parents are worried that their kids are going to be a whole year behind. So the question's been raised, if students, even like up to university level, should they have to repeat this entire year? So if you have any thoughts on that, 13 10 09.
All right.
So, okay, interesting one.
Taking your calls next. Here's a classic. I love this song. In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart. Live across Newcastle. It's 11 minutes past 8. Good morning. In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 8.13, currently 18 degrees at Maitland, atop of 23 there today. Possible showers.
And we're asking the question on 13 10 09, should all students have to repeat this school year? Obviously, with the COVID-19 just causing turmoil for a lot of students having to be homeschooled at the moment, parents can't keep up with the work. Some can, which is fantastic, and they're finding it easy. But there are some parents who are struggling, you know, having to still work and teach their kids when they get back at home. So we thought, you know, we'd ask you on 13 10 09, should all students have to repeat the schooling year?
I don't think so. I think they've put enough, you know, infrastructure in place for them to be, you know, somewhat, you know, continuing their studies. So I think it should be fine. And I mean, at the end of the day, maybe just a test to, you know, see if, you know, they have actually passed the curriculum for the year.
That should be it, because I was thinking about, like, if back at my school experience, if I had to repeat a year, oh, I would have been absolutely furious. Couldn't handle another year of school.
Mm.
Definitely not into it. I'd just want to go, yep, pass the test, move on to the next year. I could not handle another year of school.
So you're saying that, well, yes, they should repeat if they're not up to par.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you can't pass the test, you're on the repeat. And if you can, move on, great. Because I think most kids will pass.
And I think as well there's this misconception that kids will just be at home doing nothing.
Playing Fortnite.
I mean, they've set up a lot of, like I said, infrastructure, online learning, distance education, all that sort of stuff to continue their journey. So I feel like, you know, they're still ticking a lot of boxes if they're doing the right thing.
But if you get left behind, you get left behind.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess there's some parents who are probably really good at enforcing that, but there are probably maybe some other parents who aren't keeping up with their kids on that.
I think the people that suffer here are those kids that do have learning difficulties and, you know, need that human-to-human interaction at a school. I think they're the people that might struggle here, but interesting.
We put this on our Facebook page last night, and we have a poll going. Apparently 83% of people are saying no, they don't think children should have to repeat the school year.
Still a significant amount who think everyone should repeat. That's pretty full on, 13%.
Well, roughly. I sort of think, to be honest, that they should repeat if, like you said, they're not up to scratch, because I know I fell behind in my maths, and then it was just constant battle for me, like, at school, having to keep up with my maths, because I just kept falling behind and behind and behind.
Why did you fall behind?
I don't know. I just, like, I'm just...
For some reason it didn't click or whatever?
It just didn't really click. I think I was taught... I think some when it comes to maths, I should have been taught in a different way. Like, English, great. Like, no problems there. I suck at spelling, but, like, putting, like, speeches together and PowerPoint presentations, like, I nail all that other side of it. Like, I love speeches, drama. I'm just
that
opposite.
Sort of vibe, yeah.
Opposite. Like, science, maths wasn't my vibe.
Just on another frequency.
Yeah, just honestly, just on a different frequency. Like, I think sometimes, like, I think teachers have a tough job where they try and teach.
Yeah.
A full class where some kids need a little bit more one-on-one attention with things I don't understand. I just don't think I got that.
Mm. All right, well, let's take some calls. Let's see what Newcastle thinks. Good morning, Tegan. How are you today?
Oh, good, thank you, guys.
Hey, so what are your thoughts on this? Do you have kids at school at the moment?
Yes, I do. I've got a 10 and an 8-year-old and a 7-month-old.
Yeah, so it obviously must be a little concerning for you. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think if they're not meeting the requirements that they should repeat?
I do think they... If
it's really hard because you've got to take into account a kid's mental state at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Of course, like, I think my 10-year-old would be devastated if he had to repeat. Maybe I did not do good enough.
How's he coping? When you say your child, like, the mental health aspect, how's he going in isolation at the moment, all your kids?
Oh, he's doing really well. I've taken a lot of tips from a lot of Facebook pages for, you know, people that do homeschooling all the time. And because I'm not full-time working, I only work casual. Hello, darling.
That's how we know you're legit.
I find I'm getting there, but I am struggling, I will be honest.
Yeah, the thing is as well,
it's really tough,
Tegan, I think speaking of their mental state at the end of the year, just it's a big thing to take them away from all of their friends that they've gone to school with up until this time. You're almost starting them afresh again with new people, so it's almost like taking them and putting them into a new school.
Just about, but they've got, depending on the school, they've got absolutely fantastic infrastructure put in place. The teachers have worked overtime. But my kids go on to Microsoft 365 and they do online classes.
Classes.
But they don't get to see their friends, but they can text them, type them.
That's
true.
No, that is very good. Thank you for your call, Tegan.
Tia, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining the show. So what do you think? Should all students have to repeat this year?
I don't think that all students should have to repeat, but I know that personally for my 5-year-old, I'm probably going to be looking at that option because he's just not learning in the capacity that he would if he was in the classroom environment.
Yeah.
And I honestly believe that a lot of kindergarten mothers and a lot of 12 mothers will probably be feeling the same way.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Tia, are you working as well?
Yeah, so I'm a disability support worker. So I'm at work 5 days a week and my husband's at work 5 days a week as well. So we're having to rely on family members to help our son learn.
See?
That's just not a viable option because not everyone is on the same page.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, you know, working parents almost have it the toughest because they've got their job, they're also a parent, and they now have to be like a teacher's aide.
Well, yeah, and if you don't have the support structure like Tia, you know, a lot of people don't have grandparents around that can help out or friends. So what do you do in that situation?
I think it is very important when they're at such a young age as well. When you're 5 and 6, it's such an important time when a child learns skills that sets them up for the rest of their primary school schooling life.
I think there's a lot. Yeah, there's a certain critical ages.
Yeah.
Where they learn like these certain skills that enable them to like deal with the next bit. Like I think year 7's a big one where you learn to write essays and you learn to structure arguments.
Yeah.
And that's
important.
You know, so there's like certain critical ages, whereas other years you might be able to like jump ahead a bit or skip behind or whatever and you'd be all right. But certain ones where you're like, right, maybe we need to look at this.
No, it's a good point. Good discussion. Up next, though, we're changing gears for a second. So do you know what? During isolation, I mean, I'm basically going from home to work constantly, right? So not going anywhere else, but I've taken up cooking again. I've gone cooking mad.
Have you?
I'm cooking everything. Every day I'm cooking some sort of feast.
I love this.
What was on last night's agenda?
So I made last night homemade pizzas, the base, everything.
Wow.
I made from scratch. I've actually brought a pizza in 2 flavors for you guys to taste test next.
Awesome.
That's
this is
kind,
I'm
going to
put it in the oven in a nice little treat, but I want your honest opinion on my pizzas.
Yeah, right.
It's almost like, right, imagine this was my pizzeria.
Yeah.
Right? I love this.
So this is my restaurant. I haven't come up with a name.
Maddie's Pizzeria?
I'm just going to call it No Good Pizza. But I'm going to do the taste test next. I've got 2 flavors I'm interested to see your opinion on. So
nice. Brilliant. All right.
Very good. I'll go put them in the oven. 822.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Loud Luxury live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Isolation madness is setting in my house. I've started cooking every day. I'm at the point where I'm just making up pretend restaurants. So I've actually cooked some homemade pizza yesterday on my new stove. I got like one of those pizza stones.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They sell them at like Aldi and stuff.
Yeah, really
sometimes.
Good for the base, right? So awesome. If you're going to make your own bases, get one of the pizza stones. They're very good. Anyways, what I thought I'd do is bring like some pizza in to sample for you guys. So imagine this is my Italian restaurant, right? I've come up with my own flavors right here. And I thought, what better way to get some feedback than you guys, like I said, tasting my food?
Awesome.
So here we go. We're at No Good Pizza.
Matty's Italian.
Run by Matteo. So you've both got some pizza there. It smells very good.
Really
good.
It does.
It is microwave, so you've lost some flavour.
Yum.
So I want you to try first the classic supreme.
All right. I said this is the one with the olive and stuff on it.
The olive.
Yeah. The salami.
It's got Spanish chorizo on there.
Yum.
Some beautiful spicy salami, some bacon. What are your thoughts on that, guys?
Delicious, actually. Mm. Really good, Maddie.
You like it?
Mm. Sorry,
Matteo. You've got to be able to nail the classic first, right?
That tastes really good.
The olive is really a quality olive.
You're a foodie, Crevo. No need to pee in my pocket.
No,
what do you actually think?
Like you said, the base, I think, was affected by the microwave, but the flavouring of the toppings, great.
Yes.
The sauce is good too.
Yeah, what's the secret? Can you tell us,
no,
Matteo?
No, absolutely not.
All right. He doesn't want to put himself out of business.
So the next one I want you to try. Stop eating the classic supreme.
Sorry,
now.
I was stuffing my face.
So this is the new. This is like my specialty, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the chicken jalapeno smoky Texas.
Wow,
jeez, that sounds complicated.
So it's got ham, bacon, chicken.
Got ham, bacon, chorizo,
cherry tomato,
Spanish onion.
Let's give this a go. Here we go.
Some jalapenos and jalapeno sauce.
Hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
Wow. That's actually, there's a bit of spice to it.
Mm. Incredible.
You've got citrusy tones.
Yeah.
I'm guessing from maybe the jalapeno pickling.
And the tomato. The tomato.
Yeah.
You know who the real chef is here. The cherry tomato, a burst of flavour.
Yeah.
Because you've gone for half one. So a lot of juice there. Very good.
You
delicious.
Like it?
Good texture, good array of
aroma
and, you know, taste on the palate of the tongue.
So you enjoyed my pizza?
Delicious,
really
actually.
Good. I think you should open a restaurant of some sort.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maddie's a no good a pizza.
Yeah, because obviously, Maddie, you know, there's been a little bit of, I guess, speculation around you, because we noticed probably about a year ago, Crevo observed that you talk a lot with your hands, right?
Mm.
And so we were like, oh, surely Maddie's got some Italian in him for sure, because they talk and gesture a lot with their hands. Mm. And now, you know, you're a pizzeria expert, and you said nope. There's no Italian in my family. I know this.
You know what made me sick? You spoke to my mum the other week and you didn't believe that I was an Italian, and you asked her if I had Italian in me. So I feel a bit betrayed by you.
I did. I did actually. That is a true story. I called your mum and I did ask her if you did have some Italian in you.
How insulting.
But you know what? Please don't get too angry. But part of the reason why I did call your mum was for your birthday. But it was also to get you a DNA test. To find out if there was really Italian in your bloodline. And your mum, because we had this conversation, she was like, you know what? There actually might have been some Italian in our family.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. It's true.
You can't stitch me up, James.
No, it's Italian. Positive. No, because I actually got a piece of your hair from your hat. What? And we sent it to dnabioservices.com.au for all your research needs. We told them that it's only $695.
Is this real?
This is true.
I'm checking this website.
Is this April the 1st, by any chance?
No, look up dnabioservices.com.au. It's actually not.
Good luck getting insurance now, Maddie.
I spoke to Dr. Daniel Bradford. And he was really great.
That's a fake name.
No, it's not. Dr. Daniel Bradford at Osman
Oxford
Road,
Street, Sydney.
Well, give me the results.
Well, they're coming next week.
Did it have the, was it just a hair? Did it have the root at the end of it?
No, it's, well, he said he didn't need the root. He said he just needed the hair.
Yes,
for,
you do.
No, you don't. Not for a grandparentage testing. That's what they said. So I thought this would be the perfect time to reveal.
How did you get his hair? That's what I want to know.
Well, when Matty took his hat off one day. Last week, around just before his birthday.
This is full on.
I feel a bit violated.
Aren't they quite expensive?
He said it was $695, but I called them and I told them the situation.
For it right there on air.
Yeah, and he said, you know what, that's cool. Just, you know, say DNABioservices.com.au for all your research needs.
I guess we're going to find out if you're part Italian now.
I have always wanted to get this done just quietly.
Yeah, well, your mum wants to know. Sue.
Screw her. Can you not call her again? I love your mother.
Just be careful because once this information's out there, you cannot get insurance and stuff because they know your family history of diseases and that.
Well, I got permission from Sue. Your mother owned you. Yeah. You're her spawn.
I think he's over 18, though. I think he's...
I actually think that's so wrong, Jade. But anyway, we'll see what happens there. It's 8:38. Sorry, Hamish. We're late to the news for this. Are you joking?
No, I'm dead serious.
Fair enough. All right, it's new FM.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM. 3, 2, 1...
All right, so soon we're talking Isolation Olympics. This is, of course, our next big Facebook live stream event happening this Thursday. We're going to basically be competing in all different events and sports. I'm going to reveal all of those in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. It's happening this Thursday, and of course, Thursday night we're hosting the Isolation House Party.
Which is going to be awesome. It's going to be essentially us hosting the whole thing.
Live streamed.
It's going to be brilliant. But first...
we're going to reveal what we're going to be doing on Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but before that, what did you want to say, Jade?
We were stitching you up, Maddie. We didn't really contact
DNABioservices.com.au.
Well, I wanted to know now.
I had my privacy invaded.
I feel violated.
I wanted to do it, but just on my own time.
The privacy of my own life.
So for those of you who may be just joining in, just before the news, we told Maddie that I actually stole a piece of his hair and we sent it to DNA Bioservices to analyse because it's been a joke on the show that he might have some Italian in him because he's quite expressive with his hands and he loves making pizza. And it turns out we didn't do that, Maddie.
We wouldn't do that to you. Not without your permission. That's totally illegal.
It is illegal. It's not.
When has that stopped you, Jade?
Next, though, the Isolation Olympics. We'll find out the full details of what's going on this Thursday.
Good job, guys.
Ha, ha, ha. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo right when you FM. Wake up.
You've screwed me up. You've screwed me up.
He gets thrown off his game and can't press the right button.
You come and press the buttons, then, Crevo.
All right.
It's 105.3 New FM, 8:47. Good morning. Possible showers today. It's currently 20 degrees at Mayfield. This is 105.3 New FM. It's time to chat Isolation Olympics.
We're going to celebrate
the most traumatic ends to any season.
Success.
You need to pick a side.
It's wild.
Wow.
That's right. We are, of course, kicking off our isolation games on Thursday. This is where we all go up against each other for the ultimate prize, which is...
a gold medal cookie.
That's right, made by our friends at
Hunter Valley Cookies.
Hunter Valley Cookies, amazing, which we're all looking forward to.
Yep.
Now, today is the big reveal for all the events. Now, of course, we can't fit as many events as the actual Olympics, because we've only got a couple of hours to do it. And there's only three of us who are doing all of the setup, takedown, and providing all the equipment.
And entertainment.
That's right. And doing the commentating and broadcasting.
So excited to see Jade's opening ceremony performance.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be something.
You guys are a part of it.
I know.
On you too.
I know.
I ain't waving no ribbons.
Oh, I love a ribbon dance.
So it's going to kick off with that opening ceremony. There's been so much talk about, which will be out in front of our building, which is right on Maitland Road. Very exciting. Then there will be the cycling. Now, we don't have our own velodrome here, although we do have a fair bit of space, but we're going to cycle from the bottom of the car park all the way to the top.
Oh, yes.
Which is very good.
So it's an uphill marathon between you and I, Creva, are taking each other on in that event.
Well, Maddie doesn't have a bike, so there's that.
Can't drive, can't ride.
You know what, Lisa, Jade? Lisa. I'd prefer not to ride when if I had to look like you with your ugly high-vis vest and your helmet that's not actually for a bike.
This is
Newcastle's whitest girl.
Yeah, I am.
Then we're having
proud of it.
A boardroom table tennis where we take over the boardroom table, kick out all the executives who usually hang around there doing meetings
executives,
and stuff.
The executives, get out.
The management
team.
Find
the go management.
See,
get out of the boardroom. It's ours.
We put a little net over it to boardroom table tennis. Then continuing on with racket sports, Jade and I will be doing the grand final of pickleball.
Oh, yeah, that's
out
the
in
big
the car
event.
Park,
Jackson and I will be standing from afar judging.
Of course you will. That's part of what you
I've
have to do.
I've got my own paddle.
We then have hallway 10-pin bowling, which Maddie said I can't participate in
because
I'm too much of a pro.
Too much of a professional.
Well, I am. I played in the team.
Oh, please.
You did one line of
just
bowling.
Just like you
once.
Were the badminton pro as well.
What happened to that? Then we've got the unknown car race, which is basically where at the lights just near
Who
our
Who wants
building.
To play your loser sport anyway, Jade?
You do. Don't be bitter, mate.
Don't harbour any bitterness. I'm trying to run through a list
Sorry.
Here. We have the unknown car race. Of course, obviously, we can't do car racing because that's illegal.
Mm,
but
no
what
dragon.
We can do is pick two cars at the stoplights, and whichever one reaches a certain point first, that wins us the prize.
Yes, because we're right on Sandgate Road. It's
Maitland
fitting.
Road, Jade.
Maitland
Sorry,
Road.
Sorry, Maitland
How
Road.
How many have you worked here for?
We're going to do a round of cricket. We've got Nerf target shooting using a Nerf gun that we need to somehow get
Oh,
our
we
hands
need a
on.
Nerf gun. If you've got a Nerf gun you'd like to donate to the cause, just
please,
for, you know, we'll borrow
do.
It for a day. Get in touch, 1300.
What else are we doing? Cricket?
We've got cricket. We've got a DJ off. Not using actual turntables, but I don't know if you've seen this big trend on TikTok where people pretend to DJ with household items.
So it's sort of going off theatre.
That's right. And you as the listener or / live streamer will be the judge of that. We'll be taking votes
Ooh,
on who's the
skills.
Best. And then we're wrapping things up with the biggest event of all, which is racing two drops of water down a window just to complete our isolation games.
Oh, dear.
So, basically, it's all the sports you could do if you were stuck at home inside.
Well, I'm excited. Only a couple of days to go, guys.
Our next big Facebook live stream event. Get involved on Thursday.
Excellent. Thank you, Crevo. Up next, the latest with Hamish wrapping up the show.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
That's right. Hamish joins us now to keep
What'd
us up to date. Haimdog.
Haimdog.
I said, oh, yeah, I've got to bring Haimdog in. But Hamish, our newsroom director, he's the man, and he is all things coronavirus at the moment. Fill us in.
Haimdog, the news director. All right, then.
Yeah.
Stick with that one. Okay, let's start off with something that's been announced today. The state government putting $100 million... dollars towards supporting healthcare workers through the pandemic. A lot of it's towards free accommodation and parking to our frontline workers and our health staff. You That's do hear right. about the those heartbreaking stories about people who are forced to live in tents in their own home or caravans so that they don't infect members of their own household.
Yeah.
So this actually goes a long way to supporting them. It's a fantastic idea because you know obviously they don't want to infect their own families, which is just would be a heartbreaking decision. Three new coronavirus deaths, however, recorded in New South Wales over the last 24 hours, while 49 new cases returned positive yesterday. Again, it sounds awful, but it is a reduction. It is a reduction in the numbers of the rates of infection. But, yeah, very tragic. Three deaths.
Question, is there a pattern in the reduction of new cases diagnosed each day? Would it be trending down? Yeah, like how many per day? Like, is it three or four less per day?
I think it might have been about 53 yesterday.
Wow,
so
it's quite good.
Oh, it's a significant reduction. Yeah,
good.
And that's a reduction on the day before that and the day before that. So, and that is good, and that does sort of lend weight to all the restrictions, the travel restrictions and social isolation. It does suggest that the curve is being flattened as we speak. The federal and state governments expected to formalise a code of conduct for landlords and commercial tenants who might be struggling through the shutdown at the moment.
Okay.
Of course, the freeze on rent increases and a moratorium on evictions was agreed to last week.
Excellent.
So that's excellent as well, yes. There's also a lot of disinformation about the coronavirus out there at the moment. And thankfully, YouTube and social media companies are actually putting their foot down. They're actually removing a lot of conspiracy videos as well. Yeah, it comes after a number of attacks on mobile phone towers in the UK. At least five of them where vandals set fire to towers in the last few days. That is linked to a bunch of videos that purport to claim that there is a link between 5G, the 5G operating system, and the coronavirus, which is utterly debunked.
That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard, perhaps.
Isn't it?
So ridiculous, but people think it's true. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Like, what? The two are not even close to possibly being linked.
Well, if it's on the internet, a lot of people do believe it's true.
Luckily, a lot of it's being pulled down.
Yeah, my auntie is a conspiracy theorist. It's so frustrating.
Mm.
Like, some of the things that I hear, I'm like, really?
You just look
at it.
That's
embarrassing.
I don't mind a conspiracy theory every now and again.
Like a moon landing one or something like that. Don't even get me started on that.
Okay.
Don't even get me started. I actually do. I'd love to have a good chat about it and debunk.
Yeah,
know what? That would be a great meeting, like the conspiracy group meet up, and like people just all come together and tell their theories and debate.
No,
amazing.
I'm trying to stop the conspiracy theories.
Are you Maddie's auntie?
Oh, geez. All right. Well, there we go. Thank you for that, Hamish.
No worries, guys.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for us today.
We went overtime today.
We did by 5 minutes. Producer Jackson, 100.
Thanks for chipping
100 minutes.
Yeah, sorry, taking 5 minutes from your on air rush.
That's all right. I'm not even here. I'm actually a ghost. That's me, apparently.
Hi, 105 commercial free.
Yes.
A bit of Lizzo.
Love her.
Yeah, doing a throwback as well. The Mighty Mighty Boss Stones, and you might have heard Pink had coronavirus.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And her daughter, I believe.
Really?
All recovered now, though.
Willow.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Jackson. Good to have you back. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.